The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Welcome each and every one of you to our resurrection power for today. Ile Papa coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. Le Papa Rakata Kabayakata. Today is the 74th day of the year 2023. We want to thank the Lord for the gift of life, which no man can give except Him. No one can give. No power can give except Him. He is the only one that can give the gift of life. The gift of life belongs to Him alone. No one. He is the creator. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of all the elements of the world. He is the creator. There is none to be compared unto you. We thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Kabarabasata. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we enter your presence by the blood.
Yes, Lord.
We enter by the blood. According to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, we enter into the most holy place by the blood. If we can enter the most holy place by the blood, then we enter human hearts by the blood.
Yes,
we enter higher places by the blood.
Amen.
We enter our breakthroughs by the blood. We enter through the gateway of possibilities by the blood, the doors of possibilities by the blood. We possess them this morning by the blood. Father, by the blood, we have come into your presence. Holy Spirit, take charge. Without you, we are not. But with you, we are. We cannot do it without you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge. We are vessels in your hands. Take charge. Take charge. Manifest yourself. Manifest your glory. Minister unto us. Give us individual encounters. As we pray, give us evidential testimonies. Give us soul-winning testimonies. soul-inspiring testimonies. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you this morning. We bless you for the gift of life. We thank you for as many as are already online. Glory, 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 glory are thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. We are grateful to be among the living. We are grateful to be among those who are testifying. We are grateful. We celebrate you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. Resurrection, Power for Today. Coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Big Farm Down or Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja with our technician Boja Worldwide. This morning we are continuing, as we are praying this week, we are forcefully and violently possessing our possibilities. Forcefully and violently possessing our possibility with the blood, with the blood, with the blood, with the blood, or by the blood. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1 about possessing. Chapter 1 verse 6. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at the mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he will give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them. Let's go to verse 21 of the same Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it. As the Lord, the God of your fathers told you, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Now, let's go to chapter 2, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse number 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse number 24. Set out now and cross the Arnon Gorge. See, I have given into your hand Sihon, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his country. Begin to take possession of it and engage him in battle. And engage him in what? In battle. Engage him in what? In battle. Now, we are possessing with the blood or by the blood. So we want to read blood scripture, Zechariah chapter 9. Today we want to read verse 7, verse 8, and then we jump to verse 11 and 12. Zechariah chapter 9. I will take the blood from their mouths, the forbidden food from between their teeth. Those who are left will belong to our God and become leaders in Judah. And Ekron will be like the Jebusites. 8. But I will defend my house against marauding forces. Never again will an oppressor overrun my people. For now, I am keeping watch. Amen. 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 Verse 11 and 2. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. Amen. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, that is the forcefully or the violently scripture. Matthew 11, 12. Since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violent, and violent men take it by force. Or some say the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men and women take it by force.
Take hold of it.
Fine. Beloved, I'm quoting it. I made a statement, and I just want to begin with it today, yesterday, that child of God, don't sit down for things to just happen. Make them to happen. Engage God to make them to happen. Engage the word to make them to happen. Engage the blood to make them to happen. Engage the Holy Spirit. All these through prayer. Through prayer to make them to happen. Through prayer. Through sacrifice. Through whatever that the Holy Spirit will direct you. But it is prayer first. Because it is through prayer that we know what we should do. Prayer is the principle. It is out of the prayer that we get to know the protocols and the procedures. Yes, it is prayer that delivers the protocols and the procedures. For instance, Hannah needed a child because the rival was always mocking her, making fun of her. And so she did what? She engaged the principle. The principle was what? Prayer. Prayer was the principle. Prayer. Prayer. Basic principle. And through prayer, the Holy Spirit inspired her to make out a vow. That was the protocol. The vow, the protocol, and the procedure. The vow. She made a vow. The protocol and procedures are your corresponding actions after you have prayed. The corresponding action that you should add to the prayer. Yes. How the Holy Spirit is leading you. A step the Holy Spirit is taking you to take. That is the protocol and the procedures. Beloved, the scriptures we have just read. We read the scriptures in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Yes, from verse 6. Yes. To 10. And then we've also, yes, and then we continue them. You see, possess the land. You have stayed here for far too long. Break camp and advance. Break camp and advance. Look, sometimes God himself gets tired of our situation. I'm telling you. God himself gets tired of our situation. We have stayed in certain situations for far too long. Christianity, what we have been deceived to think is that God knows. So at his own time, when is God's time? God doesn't have time. God does not have time. He created us to live in time. He doesn't have time. Look, heaven is just one day. There is no morning and evening in heaven. There is no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There is no January, February, whatever. There is no year 22, year 23. It is not there in the spiritual realm. There is no day and night in the realms of the spirit. It is the same. It is constant. It is only us that God created within to live within time. Now, when I say this, it does not mean that, yes, we must always live as if the thing from today, it is happening today. If it doesn't happen today, tomorrow is still today. Are you understanding? This week is still today. Next month is still today. We should live in today. Yes. We should live in what? In today. Look, possibilities already exist in God. Child of God, everything that you are, you want to be, and you want to become, you have already been born into it. The moment you accept Christ, you have been born into what? Into it. Everything you desire, whatever you want to own, so and so here on earth, you've already been what? Born into it. We have been born in Christ into what? Possibilities. In Christ, we have been born into possibilities. Yes, we have been born again into possibilities. We have been baptized into what? Possibilities. But do you know why possibilities delay? Three things. Number one, maybe God is taking you through the process. That's the only one I will accept. Process. Process of maturity. It's like a child who want to drive a Mercedes Benz. It's like an 18-year-old who just love a V8 and want to start driving V8. God will not, yes. God will say yes. You know, let me tell you, anything in your spirit, listen to me, anything inside you, anything you desire inside you, not outside, anything, any desire, any intense desire that keeps on coming inside you, it is God who put it there. I'm telling you, it is God. Let me, excuse me to say this, like sexual desire. Sexual desire. It's God who created us like that. Yes, it's God who created us like that to be used only in marriage. It is for married couple. So if you haven't read there and it is coming, there is a way. You just fast. Yes, and kill it intentionally, because sometimes even when you fast, you still do it. Yes, masturbation. You fast and you still do those things. Yes. So you don't only fast, but then you intentionally say, God, I cannot offend you. No, God, no, I cannot do this. Holy Spirit, help me to kill this desire. So you see, it is God who created that inside us. So every internal desire, somebody just loves marriage. Somebody just loves children. Somebody just loves something. It's inside. You like sewing. Yes, like Rose. Yes, she wants to be a designer, so and so. You can see that it is inside. And when you give Rose something to, the way she will do it, you can see that this thing, the thing was born into the person. You see, it is God who put it there. But you know, that thing needs training. It needs maturity before it will begin to manifest. So God will take you through a process. In fact, everything you have gone through life, let me say it like this. Everything that God has permitted you to go through is a process. Since the day you were born, the people you live with, the maltreatment they gave you, like the Israelites, yes, went through Joseph, they entered Egypt. A Pharaoh welcomed them. Oh, the first Pharaoh, he welcomed them, treated them well. But then, another Pharaoh came. Another Pharaoh came. You know, that Pharaoh came was 3 feet tall. Only 3 feet tall. Yes, that Pharaoh. His name is there. That Pharaoh is 3 feet tall. He was wicked. I mean, the man was an epitome of what? Wickedness. I mean, he was born wicked. That is a manifestation of wickedness. There is a right word I want to use. Yes. Yes. An incarnate of wickedness. An incarnate of wickedness. Mm-hmm. And he was taking their babies, male babies, when they were building the cities of Ramesses. Yes. They were using babies as block. Yes. They will put a baby, male babies, they will put it there and then cast mortar on it. Yes. That was how they built that city. Wicked. Wicked. But you know, in Genesis 15, before this, what did God say? In Genesis 15, God told Abraham, your descendants are going to be in a certain country. They will be slaves. In a certain country, they will be held maltreated 400 years. Hey, the word of God. When God speaks, don't say. Genesis chapter 15, from verse 13. Then the Lord said to him, Genesis 15:13. Then the Lord said to him, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country. Strangers, so he didn't say slaves. So strangers in a country, not their own. And they will be enslaved. Okay. Enslaved and mistreated 400 years. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves. And afterward, they will come out with great possession. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. So you see, God sent Israel as a nation into Egypt to train them. To train them to be hard. To give them tough training. To make them tough because of the destiny he has for them. Listen to me, child of God. The destiny God has for you, that is what determines the things that you go through in life. I'm telling you, the kind of star, the kind of destiny that God has for you will determine the training he will take you through. Some of you have lived with people who treated you hard, tough. It was God. He was watching. He allowed it. Yes, he allowed it. Sometimes even the devil himself, some of the things the devil does, God is aware. Look at Job. Was God not aware? Eh? Was God not? He was aware. He said, but don't touch him. His life. Don't touch. Look, somebody is online. Somebody is shedding tears right now because the person is just remembering some of the things. Shed tears. Thank God that you didn't die. Oh. You didn't die. But let me tell you, that tough training. I hate easy life. Oh. I like tough. That's why some people don't like me. Tough. Tough life. Tough. Tough. Because life here on earth is not easy. I'm telling you. That is why I've been able to pastor a church like Deliverance Assemblies of God among Islam. Because God has made me hot. Tough. They fear me. When I'm passing, they are saluting me. Because the hand of God is upon me. Look, tough life. I like one thing that is written at the one of the military zones. I don't know how to call it. They say tough training, easy battle. Hard training, easy battle. Hard training, easy battle. Hard training, I like it. Hard training, easy battle. Hard training. Parents, don't give your children easy training. Give them hard training. Hard training. Hard training, easy battle. Hard training, easy battle. Hard training, easy battle. That is God. So he sent the Israelites into Egypt to give them what? Hard training. Today, Israel, the whole world cannot stand them. They are surrounded by enemies. The only country that every country around them hates them. Like your neighbors, all the houses around, when they get you, they will kill you. Can you leave? But when you enter Israel, it is the most peaceful place. All these things that we hear, Israel, there is war, Arab, so, they don't feel it inside. You go to Israel, when we go on pilgrimage, you don't feel, look, there is peace. Only the world that they are broadcasting it, we are hearing, as if there is no war there. Inside, there is peace. There is peace. Because of the hard training. In the hard training, they have ideas. They have become creative. Things that they can do what? Things that they can do to protect themselves. Unfortunately, many of us don't take hard training. We don't learn lessons from hard training. We are always complaining. And my auntie is too difficult. And my husband is too difficult. And my wife is so. And my sister is so here. I am living with this. My boss is like this. You don't know. You don't know. Right now, as I'm talking, there is another testimony. Look, possibilities are working. Amen. But let me say this. Do you know something? Three things is what delays possibilities. Number one, process for maturity. Number two, mountains and barriers. Mountains and barriers. That is demonic. Number two, mountains and hot barriers. Let me put number three there. Demonic. 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 And maybe number four. Maybe number four, yourself. Disobedience. Rebellion. Your lifestyle. These are the four things that delays possibilities. Number one, process. Number one, process for maturity. That one I will accept. That one we must accept. But number two, mountains and barriers. These are demonic. Mountains and barriers. Number three, demonic activities or satanic activities. Number four, ourselves. Look, our mindset, our lifestyles, our disobediences, our rebellion, our fears. People fear to risk. People fear to take steps. Let me tell you, to become great, sometimes you need to risk. To become great, sometimes you need to lose something. I'm telling you, you need to lose something. That was why God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Lose him so that you, Abraham, will become like me. So God made Abraham like him here on earth. Anytime God tells you to sacrifice something, he wants you to inherit his nature. Somebody should write this. Anytime God asks you to sacrifice something, something you cherish so much, that will pain you. Do you know what God is giving you? He is giving you a dimension of his nature. That is why it is only in heaven. In heaven, only one name we have of a suburb in heaven called Abraham's bosom. God made Abraham a God here on earth. God made Abraham what? God here on earth. Because if Abraham could sacrifice Isaac, his only begotten, it was because Abraham sacrificed Isaac. That was why God gave us Jesus. I'm telling you, because Abraham was asked to sacrifice Isaac and he obeyed, that was why God gave us Jesus, his only begotten son. Because Abraham has now become what? A gateway, a way maker. Say, if human being can obey me like this, then me, my son. Yes, Jesus, go. It doesn't mean there are three gods. A dimension of God called the son. Jesus became a son because of the sacrifice, the redemptive work. Jesus became a son because of what? The redemptive work. So anytime we are sacrificing something, in fact, Bishop Broner gave the definition of sacrifice. Sacrifice is to forgo something precious today for something better tomorrow. Is to forgo something precious today for something better tomorrow. That is sacrifice. To forgo, to give up something that is precious for you today. Last night, when I woke up at 1 and I started to pray. Yes, I prayed till 3 o'clock and I slept again and I'm here. Why didn't I just sleep through? I must sacrifice something precious for a better tomorrow. You see, you can buy your tomorrow today. You can buy your tomorrow today. Anything you are sacrificing, you are buying your tomorrow today. You are paying for your tomorrow today. So that by the time your tomorrow comes, you have already sacrificed. So your tomorrow will be easy for you. That is why we sacrifice. That's why when we go to church, we give offerings. That's why we have Isaac, Solomon. That's why we build altars. Yes, don't wait for tomorrow. Because your tomorrow, you don't know what will happen. You don't know what will happen to the economy. You don't know how things will be. But you have already purchased tomorrow. Do you know that the COVID time was the best time for some people? COVID, it was the best time for some people. I'm telling you, those who were in sacrifice with God, those who were in covenant with God, it was the best time for them. Ask them, all of them are testifying. So like I'm saying, we must accept the process. We must accept the process. Like there is a testimony right now. This lady who is never liked by the boss. And people were telling her that, you see, your boss like you. Your boss want to do something with you. That's why he doesn't like you. So just submit to your boss. But the boss doesn't like women. The boss is not that kind of immoral person. But the boss will never be appreciate what this lady will do. She works. She was the hardest. One time when the boss came and said they should nominate, Who is the hardest worker among them? They nominated her. The boss didn't give it to her. The boss didn't give it to her. And so he didn't give it to anybody. Once they nominated, he didn't give it to anybody. Yes. She was telling me this. They say, do you know? Say, last week, the boy just organized. It's a prominent job. The boy just organized their workers. And then to have a word with them. And then after sharing, talking to them, encouraging them, I mean, increasing their salaries and allowances and all that for the great work they are doing, she called the lady to come. So he called the lady to come forward. She started shaking. Say, Pastor, I must be honest with you. Urine started dropping out of me. I said, it is finished. Today, this man is going to fire me. And then, bomb, the boss said, you, I will not mention the name, say, you, take over the job from today. You can do it. Take my position from today. Lead the company. I have observed you over the years. I have taken you through rigorous training. Now you can handle. Can't you? The whole place was quiet. See, this man, the whole place was hot. Quiet. The whole place was quiet. Hey. See, let us clap for this lady. People could not even clap. She started crying. So, I'll be here for the next 1 month. I will show you many things. My office will be your office. My chair will be your chair. My desk will be your desk. You are taking over from me because I am going higher somewhere. Take over from me and ensure that the way you have worked, you continue to work, because I realize that you can even work more than me. That's what God does. After taking you through hard training, he gives you what? The anointing. He gives you special favor, special grace. Please, only that one we should accept. The process will. Only the process. Any other impossibility should not come from us. We should not allow the devil also. We should not allow the mountains. No, we must not just sit down and allow things to happen. No, we must make things to happen. Look, when we say forcefully and violently, do you know people who forcefully and violently, I mean, possess their possibilities? For instance, in Genesis 32, verse 22 to 34, Genesis 32, 22 to 34, when Jacob was going to meet Esau, and got to a place, and it was night, and he crossed his family ahead, and he decided to spend a night at a place. The Bible said that an angel of the Lord came, and throughout the night, Jacob wrestled. He said, bless me. If you don't bless me, I will not let you go. That is forcefully and violently. Wrestle, bless me. If you don't bless me, I will not let you go. If you don't bless me, I will not let you go. Do you know who that angel was? When you read Hosea chapter 12, verse 3 to 5, Hosea 12, 3 to 5, that angel was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In the Old Testament, we call it Christophany. Christophany. When Jesus appears, we call him Christophany. Christophany in the Old Testament. Yes, because it is not yet time for him to appear fully in the New Testament. So in the Old Testament, he was Jesus Christ, Jesus himself. And look at how Jacob held the angel. Angels are strong. You know, angels, they are like metal, like they are strong. And look at how the zeal, the passion, What happened? The angel had to knock his loins. Yes. The angel knocked Jacob's hip. Bah! And then rah! The hip went inside like that. That was the pain that caused Jacob to leave the angel. And the angel said, what is your name? My name is Jacob. A supplanter, 419. It is that name that is causing you. I changed that name to Israel. A man who struggles with men and with God and wins. So that is thought forcefully and violently. There is another woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 verse 24 to 34. Mark chapter 5 verse 24 to 34. Mark chapter 5 verse 24 to 34. The woman with the issue of blood. She said to herself, if only I touch. That was violent faith. When we say forcefully and violently, we are talking about faith. Faith. Seeing God as the only one. Apart from him, there is none. And that he is willing and he can. God, you can. God, you can do it. I say you can. God, no, you can do it. Even when he's saying no, say you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Only you can do it. And refer him. That is faith. That is forcefully and violently. Say, if only I touch. And she stretched and touched. And what happened? She got a miracle. Another woman, Syrophoenician woman in Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 37. Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 37. Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 37. Syrophoenician woman whose daughter was sick and went to Jesus to pray for the daughter, to deliver the daughter. Even the words Jesus spoke, derogatory. He said, we don't give children's bread to dogs. Dogs. You know, the Jews, they were calling Syrophoenician, any other Gentiles, any other person who is not a Jew, the Jew called them dogs. Dogs. That's the derogatory names. He said, but you a dog. A dog. What do you want? You want children's bread? Dog. We don't give it. Look, some of you will get annoyed and start insulting. Me, you are calling dog. Take your thing away. Nonsense. Who are you? This and that. I leave you. But do you know, the woman did it. The woman said, master or teacher, rabbi, even dogs, they eat the crumbs. Even dogs, they eat the crumbs. Jesus said, what? This woman, throughout Israel, I have never seen such faith. I have never seen such faith. Woman, go. Your daughter is well. Go. Your daughter is well. That is violent faith. That is forcefully and what? Violently. Yes. Even when they are pushing you, that you, I don't need you. You are still pushing yourself. You need me. You are still pushing yourself. You need me. You need me. Hey, I don't need you. I say you need me. I say you need me. Look. You need a job somewhere. Keep on going there every day. Look, they'll get tired and say, look, find something for him to go. Okay, go and sweep here. I'm telling you, that is forcefully and hot, violently. Unfortunately, Christians, that is what? Fighting spirit. Say fighting spirit.
Fighting spirit.
Say fighting spirit.
Fighting spirit.
Every child of God must have a fighting spirit. Because Jesus Christ has already purchased the possibilities for us, but the enemy will not want you to have them. No, they don't come easily. So you need to have a fighting spirit to possess. Why did Jesus come to die? So Jesus died for nothing? No. No, Jesus did not die for anything. For nothing. He died for something. Yes, he died the death he should die. He died to give you all things. So right now, we are going to pray. We are going to pray. Exert your faith pressure on God as the only one who can. That is forcefully and violently. Yes, that is forcefully and violently. Forcefully and violently. That was what Hannah did. Look, everyone that has gotten a testimony, a miracle in the Bible, it was forcefully and what? Violently. Forcefully and violently, that's fighting spirit. That is what delivers possibilities. forcefully and violently is what delivers out possibilities. This sickness must die today. Lord, this door must open today. And you know, when you keep on and it is not opening, it means God is taking you through the process. He's teaching you something. So continue. Don't get to a point and say, me, I'm tired. I cannot. Then the devil will start celebrating. But when you push, because that is Satan's number one quality that we need to learn, perseverance. Satan doesn't give up. No. Demons don't give up. They don't. They don't. Oh, they don't. They don't. They press on. They come, you knock them, they will give you peace. Then another time, they will come again. They will come again. Even Jesus, during the 40 days and night fasting, and then Satan came to tempt him. He said, and Satan left him for an opportune time. But angels came to do what? Strengthen him. Beloved, this message has blessed my heart myself. I'm telling you. I pray that it will be uploaded quickly. I don't know. Okay, I should have been recording it and play it myself. Because these words, I tell you, yes, we are going to pray right now. We are going to forcefully and violently
possess
our possibilities
with the blood of Jesus.
The blood is another thing. Anytime the blood is introducing something, it changes the ball game. It changes the ball game. Look, apart from the process, and if you haven't obeyed the first instruction, what instructions has God given you? Have you obeyed them? How is your lifestyle? How do you live? What is your language? Mm-hmm. What is your faith? A sister sent me and said, Pastor, I sent a message. Say, Pastor, it is true. Sometimes when I'm sitting down and I'm listening to the message, my heart is telling me something different. You can't receive from God. No, you can never. Your mind and your heart must be one. Your mind, your heart, and your mouth. What you hear, say it. Believe it in your heart. Think it. That's how possibilities and miracles manifest. But if you are hearing, and then in your heart, you are doubting, your mouth is saying something, forget. You'll be a child of God for 100 years and die and money to enter heaven. When the first thing that the angel will show you when you enter heaven, he will take you to the storeroom and see your blessings. Look at your name. Look at your name, Akos. All this. And then you see your picture, your image on them. Yes, they are all here. And they say, oh, why didn't you say it's you? You talk like this. You pray, but you thought like this. You allow the devil to put this thought. You allow the devil to put this in your heart. So when the breaker angel, the delivery angel is coming, he brings it back. So there they are. The first place they will send you to heaven is what? The storeroom. And then you see all your blessings with your name and your image on them. The reason why your image is that, so that you know that it's you, because there may be another person who is called Akos. There may be many Akoses, but this one, you see your image on it. Beloved, I don't want that to happen. Here on earth, anything that I must enjoy, it must manifest. Yeah. Healing, whatever. As we are praying, please, listen to the Holy Spirit for protocol. As we are praying, what protocol should I follow? What procedure should I follow? Yes. Prayer is not the end. Prayer is the means to what? To an end. Sometimes after praying, you will be led to go and see a doctor. Yes. You'll be led to take a medication. Yes. It is part of it. It is part of it. You are praying. God drops somebody in your heart. You are praying. Then somebody just come your way and begin to talk in a way. Begin to share. You are quiet. You are watching whether, hey, is this an angel? Because the way the person is talking, the way the person is saying the thing, you are quiet. You are listening. Is he an angel? Is she an angel that has come my way? Is he a destiny helper? Lord, then you are praying within yourself. That's how we do it. Lord, is this person an angel you have sent to me? Lord, please help me to discern. We are praying right now. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
You are the God of possibilities.
You are the God of possibilities.
You are my God of possibilities.
You are my God of possibilities.
All my possibilities.
All my possibilities.
They exist in you.
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 My possibilities
exist in you. My possibilities exist in you. My possibilities exist in you. My possibilities exist in you. My possibilities exist in you. You are my God of possibilities.
You are my God of
you are my God of possibilities.
You are my God of
you are my God of possibilities.
You are my God of possibilities.
You are my God of possibilities.
You are the only 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 God of possibilities. You are the only God. 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 You are the only God.
You are the only God.
There is none. There is none. There is none. You are the only God of possibility. You are the only God of possibility.
You are the only God of possibilities.
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 You are the only God of possibilities. You are the only God of possibilities. Yes, Lord, only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. There is none other.
There is no other God. There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
There is no other God.
Rakata kabayakata kabayakata. We honor you.
We honor you today.
We acknowledge you today
as the God of possibility.
As the only God of possibility.
As the only God of possibility.
Beside you there is none.
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 Before you there is none.
Before you there is none.
Behind you there is none.
Behind you there is none.
Above you there is none.
Above you there is none.
Beneath you there is none.
Beneath you there is none.
You are the only God of possibility.
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 You are the God of possibility.
You are the God of possibility.
You are the only God of possibility.
You are the God of possibility.
The only God of possibilities.
Oh, we exalt you this morning. We appreciate you this morning. We magnify you this morning. We celebrate you this morning. We thank you this morning. We exalt you this morning. We uplift you and appreciate you this morning. You are the only God of possibilities.
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 Ipaparakata kabayakata.
You
are the only God of possibilities.
You are the only God of possibilities.
You are the only God of possibilities.
You are the only God of possibilities.
And my possibilities,
they exist in you.
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 They have been purchased at the cross.
They have been purchased at the cross.
Declare, declare, declare.
They have been purchased at the cross.
They have been purchased at the cross.
They have been purchased at the cross.
Yes, so Lord,
my possibilities have been purchased at the cross.
They were purchased at the cross.
They have been purchased at the cross.
My possibilities have been purchased at the cross.
They were purchased at the cross.
They have been paid for by the blood.
My healing is possible because Jesus Christ, yes, Lord.
You know that miracles have started happening.
Amen.
You know, the way we started, that is how, when you want to get something from God, you tell him, you are the God of this. Ha ha. You are the only one who can do this. Hey, you are the only. Look, human beings, chiefs. Do you know why we praise them? After you have praised the person, say, look, you are the King of Kings. There is none. Ayayayaya. Anything you ask, you get it. Look, what we have done right now, even if I say amen, that we are ending, it has happened. I'm telling you, it has already happened. That's how we acknowledge God. That is how we say, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his heart. His cause is all praises. This is the praises we have done right now. You are the God of possibilities. The possibilities exist in you. Anytime a problem or a challenge comes, that is how you face it with God. Oh, you are the God of this. That was what Moses did at the Red Sea. In Exodus, 14, from verse 10. Why are you people crying? Why are you people crying? The Egyptians you see today, you will not see them again.
Hallelujah.
The Egyptians you see today, that time God hasn't said anything to Moses. But Moses knew God. Ow! That is how we should know God. What we have done right now, if I should say amen, it has happened. I'm telling you, it has happened. Possibilities have started. To tell God that he's the God of possibilities and possibilities exist in him and possibilities have been purchased and paid for at the cross. And possibility has been paid for by the blood. Hey, you don't know what prayer it is. Say, my Father in heaven.
My possibilities exist in you.
Now my possibilities manifest. Let my possibilities. You see, now we are addressing the possibilities. That's how it is. Now we are addressing the possibility. After we have acknowledged God, now we are doing what? We are addressing what? The possibility. Say now.
Now.
My possibilities. Manifest now. My spiritual possibilities.
possibilities, my healing possibilities,
my delivery possibilities, my career possibilities, my economy possibilities, my financial possibilities, my job possibilities, my wellbeing possibilities, my marital possibilities, my child birth possibilities, my deliverance possibilities, my dream possibilities, my destiny possibilities, my breakthrough possibilities, my open door possibilities, my restoration possibilities.
My healing possibilities, my dream possibilities, my healing possibilities, my dream possibilities, my deliverance possibilities, my restoration possibilities, my open door possibilities, my investment 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 possibilities,
3 points. We acknowledge God, the God of possibilities. Now, we have commanded the possibilities themselves. Now, we are going to possess. So, you see, 3 prayer points. That's how we pray over issues. You acknowledge God. You honor him as the God who can do this. Oh, sometimes you should dance. Oh, my God. Look at him. Look at my God. Look at what he can do. And sometimes you reference him in the Bible. Is that not the God who did the same thing? Is he not the God? Look, as you are doing that, sometimes even if you don't pray, you just say, amen. You see things happening because he has manifested. You have drawn him out. I'm telling you. So that's what we have done. Now we have commanded possibilities that exist because we say they exist. So they should manifest now. Please, after this prayer, look at your particular area where you need possibility and pray like that. There is a particular possibility that you want. A possibility of healing, deliverance of a particular disease, a particular situation. Then you pray like that. This platform is a school. We teach you how to pray because God said I should build an army. We teach you how to pray and we pray. So after this, go and pray like this yourself. You are learning. Now we are going to possess. or command the possibilities. Say with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
Say with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
Every possibility of mine.
Every possibility
that
of mine.
That exists in God.
That exists in God.
That God has already given to me.
God has already given to
every
me.
Every possibility of
every
mine.
Every possibility
that has
of
already
mine.
Manifested.
That has already manifested.
I possess.
I possess.
I possess my possibilities.
I possess my possibilities.
I possess. I possess.
I possess my possibilities.
I possess. I possess.
I possess.
I possess. I possess.
I possess.
Somebody possess them right now.
Possess
them right now.
I possess my possibilities.
I possess, I possess, I possess.
I possess, I possess.
I possess, I possess my possibilities.
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 I possess, I possess.
I possess,
I possess.
I possess,
I possess.
I possess,
I possess.
I possess, I possess.
I possess, I possess.
I possess my possibilities.
I possess my
I possess my possibilities. Yes,
I possess my possibilities. I possess my possibilities. Say, let the month of possibilities.
Let the month of possibilities
manifest my possibilities.
Manifest my possibilities.
The month of March.
The month of March.
Manifest my possibilities.
Manifest my possibilities.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus.
Manifest my possibilities.
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 Manifest my possibilities. Manifest, 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 manifest manifest my possibilities. Manifest my possibilities. Manifest my possibilities. You man of March 2023, manifest my possibilities. Because you are the month of possibilities. You are the month of our possibilities. Manifest our possibilities. Manifest our possibilities. Manifest our possibilities. Manifest our possibilities.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in
anything
heaven.
Anything in me.
Anything in me.
That delays possibilities.
That delays possibilities.
That denies me of possibilities.
That denies me of
anything
possibilities.
Within me.
Anything within
any
me.
Any habit.
Any habit.
Any wrong habit.
Any wrong habit.
Any wrong lifestyle.
Any wrong lifestyle.
Any wrong mindset.
Any wrong mindset.
Anything in my heart.
Anything in my heart.
That impedes.
That impedes.
And delays.
And delays.
And blocks.
And blocks.
Possibilities.
Possibilities.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
I renounce.
I confess
and
I renounce.
I confess
and I renounce.
I confess
and I renounce.
I confess
and I renounce.
I confess
and I renounce.
Any language
in my mouth,
any mindset,
any way of thinking,
any way of thinking,
any lifestyle,
any wrong
meditation
that is blocking
my possibilities.
Lord,
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
And I renounce.
And I renounce. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
When we are confessing and renouncing, the prayer is low. That is why we should rather pray harder. Because that's what settles the problem. The moment God forgives you something, I'm telling you, the door is also open. Like we are our Assemblies of God thing is holiness for revival. Holiness is the thing. Once holiness is all pleasing God, that is all. Holiness doesn't mean that you will not make mistake. Holiness means living right with your neighbor and pleasing God. Even when you are dealing with your fellow human being, you are asking, the way I'm treating this person, is it in God's way? Is God happy with it? That is holiness. That is holiness. So the way you handle yourself, does it bring glory to God? That is holiness. Holiness already opens the way. Our last prayer, say, Lord.
Lord.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Give me the mind of possibilities.
The mind of possibilities.
And the mouth of possibilities.
And the mouth of possibilities.
And the heart of possibilities.
And the heart of possibilities.
Give me the mind of possibilities.
Give me the mind of
possibilities. Give me the mouth of possibilities.
Give me the mouth of
possibilities. Give me the heart of possibilities.
Give me the heart of
possibilities. Give me the mind of possibilities.
Give me the mind of possibilities.
Give me the heart of possibilities.
Give me the heart of possibilities.
Give me the mind of possibilities.
Give me the mind of possibilities.
Give me the mouth of possibilities.
Give me the mouth of possibilities.
Give me the heart of possibilities.
Give me the attitude of possibilities.
Give me, give me, give me.
Yes,
give me
Lord.
The mind.
Give me the mind.
The mouth.
Give me the mouth.
And the manners.
Give me the
mind. The mind.
Give the me
mouth.
The mind.
And the manners.
The mouth.
The mind.
The manners.
The mouth.
The
and the manners.
The mind.
The mind.
The mouth.
And the manners.
And the
mind.
The
mouth.
And the manners.
The mouth. Of possibilities.
And the manners of possibilities.
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 Of possibilities. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I usher you into the gate of possibilities.
Amen.
I usher you into the gateway of possibilities.
Amen.
I usher you into the realms of possibilities.
Amen.
I release the garment of possibility
Amen.
On you. I release upon you the coat of possibilities.
Amen.
The robe of possibilities.
Amen.
The anointing of possibilities.
Amen.
I usher you into the realms of possibilities. Walk in possibilities. Anything that is not possible, I knock it out of your life. With the blood of Jesus Christ,
yes,
I pull down barriers.
Amen.
I scatter barriers.
Amen.
I pull down mountains.
Amen.
Anything that is a mountain against your possibility,
Amen.
Everyone online,
Jesus,
I declare any mountain in your life,
yes,
any
Lord.
Demonic or satanic
yes,
mountain
Lord.
In your life
yes,
against
Lord.
Possibility,
yes,
let that mountain move out. We have been commanded in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, that if we say to this mountain, move and throw yourself into the sea, I therefore command every demonic mountain, be cast into the sea. Be cast into the sea. Any mountain standing in the way
of everyone online, any mountain, yes, impeding possibilities in our lives. I cast you into the sea. 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 All the barriers, I scatter them. I scatter the barriers. I scatter the barriers. I scatter the barriers. I scatter the barriers. There is a testimony for Emilia. Emilia. Somebody call Emilia. There is a testimony for you. Christ's love. Christ's love. God is going to make you greater than those who are supporting you today. Christ loved, they loved it. God said, I just said it. God is going to make you greater than the person. If I got this thing very early when we were praying, but only I didn't say Christ loved it. God is going to make you greater than those who are supporting you today. Greater than those who are supporting you today. Greater than those who are supporting you today. I declare into your life, everyone online, your debts are paid.
Amen.
Your debts are paid.
Amen.
Your debts are paid.
Amen.
Any debt you owe, Jesus Christ paid it at the cross. And therefore, it must manifest in the physical. Your debts have been paid. Your debts have been paid. No one online should owe. Today, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I wipe away your debt. I wipe away your debt. I wipe away your debt. The monies you have locked, the monies you have lost, anything you have lost, anything you have lost unknowingly and knowingly, carelessly, by any other means, I restore it back. I restore it back by the blood of Jesus. Let it be restored. Let it be restored. Any breakthrough, any open door, any favor, any grace, any anointing that you have lost, that has been taken from you, I restore. I restore. I restore. I restore. The Lord said, restore. I am not just saying you to. The Lord says, say this. Then I say, the Lord said, I should restore. I restore. I restore. I restore. I restore. I restore. I restore. Let the possibility alter. Let the possibility alter. Become physical. Become evidence. Begin to fight your battles for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the possibility alter. Continue to speak for you. Let the possibility alter. People will pass you and they will call you back. You will pass and somebody will call you back. Let God give you the heart of people. Enter into the heart of people. Enter into the heart of people. Enter into the heart of people. Let God give you the heart of people. Stony hearts should become your heart. Stony hearts should become soft hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Enjoy a possibility day.
Amen.
Enjoy a possibility week.
Amen.
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let your mind think possibilities.
Amen.
Let your mouth speak possibilities.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.